Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Saturday, February 1st. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you following along at home, doing your own decodes, and I do recommend doing your own research. You can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub, QMap.pub, and QAlerts.app. Those of you looking for a mobile device for your phone, QMap and QAlerts are still available in the Play Store. My theme for this broadcast is what happens when people learn the truth? That is a good question. On February 7th, 2018, Nancy Pelosi gave a speech on DACA that set a record at 8 hours in length. She seemed to be pretty passionate about that cause. It's a CNN article about it. And then 7 months later, when President Trump announced that DACA was going to be terminated unless the House voted to make it permanent, Nancy Pelosi refused to bring to vote a bill that would make DACA permanent. When Pelosi appeared at an event in San Francisco, she got shouted down by the crowd. I'll let you watch the video here. So that video got queued, Q posted a link to it, and then asked what happens when people learn the truth. What happens when people wake up? They will not be able to walk down the street, the Great Awakening, Q. No, this is not a threat from Q people or Q himself. We are not violent people. However, when corrupt politicians are found to be the liars that they are, the people that they lied to are not going to be very kind to them. Mark Knoller got queued for this. Attorney General Barr says human trafficking is modern-day slavery and says the issue is a top priority of the whole administration. He has pledged that the Justice Department will do all in its power to bring human traffickers to justice. This was yesterday, January 31st, and that was at the end of a month that the president named Human Trafficking Month. And the president is pretty serious about ending human trafficking. He gave a message yesterday at the White House, and he said they're not going to rest and not going to stop until every human trafficker and is brought to justice and every victim is freed. So Q posted a link to that tweet. Context post FISA, Q. All right, so what does that mean? Well, if we go back to this post from July of 2018, Q wrote, foundation, bottom to top, layers, FISA is a foundation. So exposing corruption in government related to the illegal surveillance of the Trump campaign using FISA is the start. It is going to make people aware. People are more aware of current events, establish a link. Think criminal illegal acts to prevent and overturn presidential election of POTUS, public awareness, evidence introduced. This is all about public awareness. The covert role that the MSM played, mainstream media. Think Sessions' open statement regarding leak investigations. How do you build a home? Foundation to structure, layers, Huber, layers, Uranium One, Iran, human trafficking, Haiti, corruption, etc. Logical thinking. Corruption that has to do with the Clinton Foundation, human trafficking, Uranium One, and all the other issues, they're going to be rolled out one topic at a time, because educating the public is just as important as bringing these people to justice. And this has been planned out by the military. They've planned this whole thing out step by step, and we just need to wait and be patient for it to happen. All right, we have another tweet here. This is from Adam Schiff. He was in Lithuania to speak at a NATO conference, Baltic Allies Alarmed by Russia's Actions. This was from March of 2014. And Q posted a link to his tweet and said, coming soon, Q. So Adam Schiff's relations and corruption with regarding Ukraine is all going to come out soon. For those of you that are interested, I did have a dream. Let's see, tonight is Saturday. This would have been Thursday night. In that dream, I was reading a document that disclosed a lot of things that the public was not aware of. The person who wrote the document intended full disclosure of these events, but the person who had final say in making this document public omitted certain items from the final document. The dream reminded me of this post by Q. Not everything can be publicly disclosed because so much ties back to foreign heads of state. Much will be revealed. We want transparency, but not at a cost we can't recover from. If revealing something is going to cause war or suffering, it is not going to be revealed. The president is interested in transparency and having people know the truth about what's really going on, but not at a cost that is going to, injure people and cost human life. All right, for those of you tracking CEO resignations, CBS announced that their CEO is out. He will be leaving and is going to be replaced effective March 23rd. Q posted this image of the flag of the UK, and the file name is Freedom Day. This is a reference to past drops. Q had posted about Freedom Day previously, and well, yesterday was Brexit Day, so the UK is free from their entanglements with the EU, hopefully forever. Way to go, Nigel Farage. And I got my copy of the book that I just published, Calm Before the Storm, and I was reading through it. And the book is meeting our expectations. We're very happy with the way it came out. So if you haven't had a chance to check out the first book in Q Chronicles series, Calm Before the Storm, it is available on Amazon. Q dropped a couple of links to help us understand the motive behind the allegations that the president is involved in corruption related to Ukraine. This entire impeachment hoax is centered around the idea that Trump was involved in corrupt activities related to Ukraine. And of course, what they're doing, what his enemies are doing, is accusing him of the things that they're doing themselves. So we have a couple of links here. Q said, read one, read two, 5 by 5, which means loud and clear. Welcome to the D Party. Well done, Anons Q. First article is about Florida Rep. Debbie Mucarcel Powell, who has been hailed by Democrats as a hero for standing up to Trump and bravely supporting his impeachment. This is an article from, it's a recent one, I think in the last month or two. This our second article is from 2018 when she was running for Congress. It was revealed that her husband makes most of his money representing companies owned at least in part or in whole by Igor Kolomyskyi, a Ukrainian oligarch who has been plagued by allegations of contract killings and embezzlement. So the question then is she actually standing up to Trump in this impeachment thing because she has something to hide regarding Ukrainian corruption? The Democrats' game plan, and it's not just Democrats, it's a lot of corrupt people in government. They are guilty of corruption related to Ukraine, so of course they're going to accuse Trump of corruption related to Ukraine. You accuse Trump of what you're guilty of yourself. All right, Q post another link to an article. This is has to do with Adam Schiff and his connections to Igor Pasternak, who his company works with Ukraine to develop military weapon systems. And Schiff had a campaign event that was hosted by Pasternak. Schiff had never really been pro-Ukraine until after meeting Pasternak. And after they met, Schiff became an advocate for the U.S. sending military aid to Ukraine. So Q posted a link to that tweet and this meme, haven't you figured it out yet? It's not about Trump's corruption. It's about making sure you don't find out about their corruption. So this is all going to come out. All right, Q posted a link to a Washington Post article. And it's about the undisclosed meeting by Admiral Rogers. And Q wrote, who was the 17th director of the NSA? Well, the 17th director of the NSA was Admiral Rogers. He was actually the second commander of U.S. Cyber Command and the 17th director of the NSA. Here's the article from Washington Post. Talks about Admiral Rogers making the undisclosed and unannounced, unapproved trip to Trump Tower about 9 days after the president had won the election. We know that Admiral Rogers went there to give a briefing to the Trump transition team. Q has suggested, and it's been reported by other people, that Rogers had a SCIF installed in Trump Tower, gave them a classified briefing. The day after Rogers briefed them, the Trump transition team moved their operation to Bedminster, New Jersey. We believe that's because Rogers probably told them, look, Trump Tower has been bugged by the Obama intelligence community and you may not want to stay here. So that's the link to the article. And just, you know, backstory here. In January of 2018, not long after Q first began the operation, he wrote, trust Admiral Rogers, he played the game to remain in control, Q. We are in an information war, and in this type of war, maintaining control of intelligence is critical. People are asking me, does this mean that Admiral Rogers is Q? I don't know. I have no idea who Q is. If I had to, you know, list a name of suspects, I would put Admiral Rogers near the top of people that I would suspect is of being involved in Q's operation, but I don't really know if Admiral Rogers is Q. That is above my pay grade. Nobody really knows that right now. Okay, and Anon put together a proof graphic that shows an old post by Q, and did AG and Rogers have a meeting? Did Durham and Rogers have a meeting? This was from July of 2019. That post was confirmed in December when a news story broke that Admiral Rogers had indeed been meeting with both U.S. Attorney Durham and Attorney General Barr. So Q reposted that. And this is the last post by Q today. It is a U.S. flag, and the file name is In God We Trust. That gets us brought up to date on all of Q's posts. Please keep me in prayer. Please keep Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.